Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Killing across state lines. We're going to be talking about this issue next on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, we're not really hearing much about this, but New York and California have recently passed shield laws that promise to shield abortion doctors from facing penalties for providing mail order abortions, which are chemical abortions, the abortion pills, to women in states where this type of abortion is banned.
Yeah, a New York news station recently interviewed some of the women engaging in this illicit mail order abortion trade. Quote, the medication is going to all the states the pharmacies will not send to, close quote, a woman at the clinic told the reporter, and continued, quote, so I would say the majority are going to Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, Florida, and Georgia, close quote.
And you know, the majority of these abortions are now being done through these pills. 63, if not more, percentage of them are these chemical abortions.
Yeah, and so if you have a state, say, for example, like Florida or Alabama, some of these others, Texas, Louisiana, and so forth, and others, in such states where abortion is banned or significantly restricted, and you can't do abortion, say, for example, in a brick-and-mortar facility, then it makes no sense to be able to do the same abortion through a chemical pill that's outside of a brick-and-mortar, that is actually shipped across state lines.
I mean, Florida, for example, we now have, thankfully, the heartbeat law, which prevents a lot of abortions. But yet, if they're shipping these abortion pills into the state, that's hard to regulate and stop.
Yeah, so for example, if an abortionist cannot cross the Florida state line and go to some brick-and-mortar facility and do an abortion that's in violation of the Florida 6-week heartbeat law, then how can that same abortionist put some chemical pills in a box and ship it across state lines to do exactly the same thing?
Right.
That makes no sense. New York and California have passed these so-called shield laws so that these abortionists in those states can actually ship abortion pills that kill children and, frankly, are dangerous to women as well, to states all over the country. And there's no repercussion in California or New York for those individuals who do so. And that's the reason why this news station covered this group in New York where they were shipping thousands of these pills. In fact, this particular abortion facility in New York, they were actually doing telemedicine. And in fact, Dr. Linda Preen, she says she's not concerned about prosecution, despite her public admissions of breaking the law. She is one of the doctors using New York's shield law to frequently violate other state laws that prohibit or restrict mail order abortion drugs.
And she is sending out 10,000 abortion pills a month.
Yeah, and she is the New York-based Coalition for Telemedicine co-medical director, and doing 10,000 of these pills a month. Now, that was then. Now, she started off with a few thousand. By the time that this particular TV interview was done several months ago, she was already up to 10,000 pills. Who knows how many pills she's sending out
today? That's a lot of children.
She is doing 10,000 abortions a month. And it may be much more than that. It could be 50,000 by now. Who knows?
And she's bringing in $5 million a month killing all these children.
That's at 10,000. Imagine what she is doing now. She's probably at a higher number. You know, according to the drug discount program GoodRx, the average price for mifepristone abortion pill is $500. And in larger cities, it is often even more expensive. And so that's how we get the idea that this clinic of Dr. Preen is raking in up to $5 million a month killing kids in other states where it's illegal to do so.
And that's what's horrific, is that these people are so jaded by the evil, they don't even realize what they're doing because the money is so attractive.
That's right. The money is just enormously lucrative for these individuals. And so, you know, there is a federal law called the Comstock Act, and the Biden administration has not enforced it through the Department of Justice. But this particular law needs to be enforced under the Trump administration. It prohibits exactly this point, where you can't send across state lines these kinds of drugs that would do abortions. You can't do it.
So why even have the law if you're not going to enforce it?
Well, because the Biden administration wants to allow the killing of innocent children.
They're in the pockets of Planned Parenthood.
So there's the drug known as RU486. It's otherwise now known as mifepristone. It has an FDA warning for causing drug toxicity, overdose, ruptured ectopic tubes, hemorrhage, and more. It has a warning box on it. From February 2019 to September 2020 alone, just over a period of a year, maybe a year and a half, the drug killed, from what we know, and this is probably a low number, 3,197 women. That's a lot. Among the other thousands of adverse injuries reported during the same period, two-thirds of women who did not die from this pill's adverse events required surgery to save their life and future fertility.
Yeah, if they didn't die, many of them will never have children.
That's why, you know, the FDA used to require doctors to examine patients in person before and after providing this pill to protect the patient health. But the FDA permanently lifted that requirement in 2021 under the Biden administration, allowing the abortion pill to be mailed without an exam to keep the abortion industry killing at full speed. And some of this was justified because of COVID. So they were wanting to mail out this drug. So now we have this telemedicine where there's no in-person meeting, there's no follow-up, and these abortion pills are then just sent across state lines, and they're killing tens and tens and tens of thousands of people and thousands of women.
And don't forget, the mifepristone is owned by the Population Council, which is a racist and eugenic group that was formed in 1952 by John D. Rockefeller III.
Yeah, the Population Council's mission then and now is to, quote, reduce human population. I mean, that's amazing here. The group claimed that unfit, poor, and unintelligent people were more fertile than fit people. Then the group produced and supported research claiming that minorities consistently made, quote, wrong choices with respect to family planning because they were incompetent, unmotivated, or influenced by their own or their family's culture, close quote. By 1969, the group was advocating adding fertility control agents, that's right, I'm quoting, fertility control agents to urban water supplies, and time capsule contraceptives to temporarily sterilize women. Remember Ezekiel Emanuel, the architect of Obamacare? He advocated the same thing. He advocated putting this sterilization chemical into drinking water to reduce human productivity and thus human population.
And by the way, Margaret Sanger, who started the first birth control center and then eventually Planned Parenthood, said that birth control was created to undermine the church.
And, you know, and it's designed to separate sex from procreation and thus from marriage. And then obviously it's designed for population control. And originally they wanted to reduce certain segments of the population, to eliminate them because they considered them to be less desirable people, and even called them human weeds.
Disabled and minority, primarily.
Minority, disabled, people that had epilepsy, different people who had, quote, low IQ, which they didn't have very good testing to determine IQ. It was to eliminate certain, quote, undesirables, that's their words, of the population. And now you have others like Bill Gates and others that want to eliminate the population as well because they believe that too much population is going to ultimately kill the planet. And so they are eugenist. They have a Darwin worldview. They don't believe that we are made in the image of God and that we are intrinsically valued because God created us in his image and we are to have dignity and respect, and so we are expendable. This has to stop, and we're going to fight to stop it, particularly in 2025. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/life. That's lc.org/life.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.